Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Man, and I'm proud to say that I started season 7 right now. And there's no other way than to start the season. I gotta give myself a round of applause, you know? First and foremost, season 7, baby. You know, the one thing that I want to say, you know, I just heard something today that really resonated with me, and I want to share this with each and every one of y'all. I heard something today that went something like this right here. Do not allow others' opinions, do not allow others' critical words have residency in your mind, all right? Dig me. Do not allow another person's critical words, opinions, thoughts of you, do not allow none of that to stop you from doing what you need to do. All right. I want y'all to dig me. I want y'all to really understand this. Another person's opinion of you does not become your reality. All right. Today I got somebody on the show today. Now for all you young, I'm talking about young moguls, young upcoming moguls, young entrepreneurs, young business owners, y'all need to get out a pencil and paper right now, because I got somebody that's going to give y'all a little bit of education today, all right? Check this out. Young business owner, college graduate, earned a BA in graphic design, 3-time letter winner in football, to entrepreneur, humble as can be, I'm talking about the son of my homeboy, Renault. You feel me? That a lot of y'all know Renault. Y'all know. But this little Renault. But he's not little no more. He's standing on his own too. He's standing on his own 10. Welcome to the sit down. Renault, what's good, baby?
What's up, man?
Oh man, what's good?
Not too much, man. Just trying to stay busy during this crisis we got going on,
man. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know.
Sorry, man. It's a few minutes late. Just left a meeting coming through here.
So. Hey, man, you know, I appreciate you doing this for me, man, because, first of all, this is all about you. This is all about you. You know what I'm saying? So what I wanted to do, man, was allow the younger generation to know, man, that there are successful young black people, man. And you are an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you earned your BA and everything, man. So I wanted you to be able to pass on some knowledge to the people today, man, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I got no problem doing that.
That's why you here, bro. But let me tell y'all about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share the truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities, all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, love, peace, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down. So now, man, tell everybody, man, who you are, man, and what you do.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm a knowledge show, man. Trying to be a hustler all across the board, man. You know,
okay, all right.
Giving the company some of my time, and I'm trying to get all of it back.
No doubt.
So, outside, you know, working full-time, I do some graphic design work as a freelancer, you know.
Okay.
Those business cards, flyers, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Also, got my clothing line, you know, Material Optimus I've been building for the last 7 years.
So all right.
That's Material Optimus, you know what I'm saying?
That's your baby.
That's my baby.
All right.
Ground up, you know,
yeah.
Find us at www.materialoptimus.com.
Yeah.
At Material Optimus on Instagram.
Absolutely. So, man, How has COVID-19 affected the way that you do business, bro? How's this affected you?
Affected me by going a little harder. You know, yeah. Got to find different ways to make money. Got to move different, you know, because a lot of jobs, they're cutting back hours.
Absolutely. Like absolutely.
Businesses can't go get food the normal way you go get food. Can't even go sit down at a restaurant. So just got
to. Yeah.
Got to use that word of mouth. Got to use these platforms. Social media is free.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, when you are your brand, you're going to go a little harder.
You got to. Absolutely.
You know, so it's really just forced me to think outside the box. So my latest venture, been doing some acting too, man.
Okay.
So,
all right. Know, okay.
Just finished up my short film. You know, it's my third film I've done since this COVID-19.
Three of them, huh?
I've done three of them.
All right, bro. All right. All right.
So first day, that's the film we just wrapped up last week. So
We can look out for that.
Look out for that trailer.
Okay.
In a few weeks.
And all right.
Probably going to do a premiere in like August. We're going to let it build up.
You know, all right.
Get that momentum going.
So. There you go. So what has this pandemic taught you, man? What has it taught you?
It taught me that, you know, you got to have a contingency plan, man. You know, you got to have a backup plan. You can't really depend on somebody
absolutely.
Else to do something for you. You know, you got to step outside the box and do something for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What have you seen since the reopening of the city that people has taken lightly?
I think people still taking their health lightly. You know, I seen
get you a cup.
Several people, probably way too many people down there at the Lake of the Ozarks the other day. They were down there tripping.
Oh, man. Did you see that, bro?
I seen that. Wasn't you down there swinging that speedo?
Nah, man. I was not. That definitely wasn't me. No speedos for me. But, man, that was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, I just saying business opened up and people still not walking around wearing a mask, you know. They ain't even looking out for their own health, man. And more power to them. I'm going to be at home in my safety getting some money.
No doubt, man. So let me ask you this, man. Since the city reopened, man, how do you feel about that, man? Do you think it's too soon? I understand people got to go back to work. I understand people got a family. I understand this. I know people's been locked down, man, for 2 months, a little over 2 months. I understand that. But how do you feel about it, bro?
Of course, I think it's too soon. You know, it's going to be a while before they find a vaccination for it, but you know.
The silent killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then, you know, people having, having bills and things like that to pay. I mean, it's a tough decision to make. But,
no doubt.
You know, I think we need to gradually build up, you know. So, they're in this first phase right now. They can go to the next phase. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be cautious, you know. It can all go back south.
Hey, man, you know what? The thing about it, man, we done heard so much crazy advice, man. We heard that the heat kills it. Hell, if that's the case, it's been 80-something. You know what I'm saying? So we really don't know what this thing is. We really don't know what it is. And since the reopening, there's been 75 new cases since it opened. All right? Now, that was last week. I haven't got the numbers for this week, but... what I've seen, man, I've seen people just walk. I mean, do I wear my mask all the time? No. But I remember, like, if I'm going to go in the store, I'll be, let me go back and grab it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm putting myself more at hand to pay attention to what I'm doing because it don't take number one person. One person affect everybody. Mm-hmm. You dig? So now, speaking of those in the Ozark, not just out of those people, thousands of people, man, there's going to be somebody that turned up with COVID, bro.
Definitely. Too many people. Y'all could have had a pool party in your mom's backyard.
Yeah.
5-10 of y'all, but y'all want to go down to the Ozark.
Yeah.
The city, you know, building up. People talking back there. I'm like, I knew it was going to be a mess.
No doubt, man. So let me ask you this, man. Since COVID-19, man, what are you planning to do going further? For us with your business.
With the business, continue the game plan, continue to have meetings with my partner, talking about these next products we're gonna put out as far as material outlets. Finally put some women's stuff on there, man. So, you know, gotta have something for the ladies because that's who do the shopping.
Man, that's who spend the money, man.
That's who spend the money.
That's who spend the money. First of all, hard heads, we don't spend no money, bro. We spend a little bit. Women spend the money.
Yeah, we we don't spend that. Our shop is 15 minutes, 10 of them apart. We in and out.
Real talk.
Yeah, definitely about adding some women's products to Material Optimus and at least one accessory. We want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, so, man.
Get up with the times, you know. Add some color, splash of color to it.
Absolutely.
As, you know, the graphic design, you know, it just comes and goes, you know. Continue to network, give out my business card. You know, you got a business, you need something graphically.
Absolutely.
I'll hook it up for you. And like I said, I just left a meeting, you know, with my acting thing, so I just left a marketing meeting for that as far as how we're going to work on.
There you go.
The premiere and, you know, continue to work with that. You know, got an audition on Sunday.
So, keep pushing forward.
You know, I'm just going to continue to grind, man.
Yeah,
Moving my own pace. I don't need to be running up big crowds because I don't want my health slowing me down.
Man, that's for real, bro. So, you know, that's for real.
That's what COVID got me doing. Just got me more hungry because, I mean, if that didn't wake up the hustler in you, ain't nothing going to do it.
Man, that's real tough. And coming from you, man, first off, tell everybody how old you are.
32 years old.
32. Business owner. College grad. All right, now I want y'all to dig me. He's got more than one thing going on. So understand me, those that are listening and those that will listen later on, make sure you follow your dream. How important for you, how important was it for you to get your BA, man? How important was it?
You know, it was extremely important. I know that my mom, she planned on going to college, but she didn't. She got pregnant her senior year. That killed that dream.
Yeah.
My dad said he didn't want to go. So when the opportunity came, I'm going to go play some ball. Yeah. But I'm going to get that degree because ain't nobody in my family got it. So.
See, you the first.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, so.
How'd that make you feel? How'd that make you feel?
You know, I set that standard higher, so I expect my siblings to do it as well. I expect my kids to go, unless, hell, an opportunity to make some millions fresh out of high school or
Absolutely.
Something like that.
All right, Absolutely.
Cool. We're going to put college on the back.
Absolutely. So, man, the one thing, man, is I want to get your opinion on this here, too, man. Before I jump off into this, the real personal side of this thing, man. RIP to George Floyd. We all seen this white racist cop with his knee on Floyd's neck, man, for 8 minutes, pleading for his life. Pleading for his life, man. How does that, as a black man, a young entrepreneur, a young black man, how does that make you feel now?
It infuriates me, man, but you know what's going to infuriate me more if it's not a conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, they've arrested him, but they only arrested him because of the public outrage. They weren't going to do it just based off the video evidence.
Yeah.
It infuriates me, so
yeah.
We're going to, you know, I feel for those people up in Minnesota, they tearing up the city, they shouldn't, but they got to send a message somehow.
I understand that, you know, they're taking the frustrations out on a lot of different things. And they really need to come together as a conglomerate and find another way. And I understand. I mean, you know, I mean, I got family that live in Minnesota, and I got family that live right there in Minneapolis. So I understand that. But the anger, the rage, I mean, we've been going through it for many, 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 many years. So, man, have you ever encountered a white racist cop?
I wouldn't say he was racist, but I've had my running with the law where I know I did absolutely nothing.
Okay.
You know, and being right in front of my pop's house, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I've had a run in with him where I know.
How did that make you feel, man? I mean, you know, because you wasn't doing nothing, not bothering nobody. How did that make you feel deep down?
I was confused behind, you know, frustrated about the whole incident.
Yeah.
Know,
Because
he wasn't really mad at me. He was mad at my neighbor. He was frustrated.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
it made me mad, but I wasn't a problem. When my pops came outside, he let him have it. He was
absolutely
more mad than me.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just told me about, you know, some things that I had to deal with in this world. So, I mean,
absolutely.
That was one incident. Then another incident, I was leaving work. I mean, at a certain time, he passed me.
Yeah.
A U-turn.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of burglaries in the neighborhood. I'm like, bro, I just got out of work. You see my badge, man.
Come on.
I searched my vehicle. Like,
yeah.
I had some crazy runners with the law, man. So I ain't really dealt with one real racist, but I just know how slick they are.
Oh, man, they definitely, man.
How to deal with them, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that you can't, they're not allowed to search your car unless you give them consent.
Yeah, they ain't supposed to do none of that. Absolutely.
And at the time, I didn't know that. Like, I know from now on, because
you
know, they try to plant something on you.
Absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
Cops don't care about you. I just seen it. Now, everything is documented. So you see cops planting stuff now because they got them phones out.
Yeah.
They got a body cam. So
yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't accessible when these two incidents happened to me. So, you know, I hope that people, you know, black people know their rights and know the law. You can tell a cop, man,
absolutely,
can search my car.
Absolutely. You know, but see, they see, here's one thing, man. I had a good friend of mine on the sit down, man, just a few days ago, who is an armed security guard who trains the police, who told Insight about the police, the training, everything, all right? And he said, number one, see that they supposed to, like, if just say your tail light's out, mm-hmm, all right? If your tail light's out, that's the only reason they're supposed to be conversating with you, mm-hmm, all right? It doesn't matter if you smell, I smell marijuana in your car. That's nothing to do with it. You pulled me over for the tail light. But see, we don't know the law, mm-hmm, so they overstep their boundary because we don't know the law.
Yeah.
Now, number one, just because you smell weed in my car don't mean that you can search it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's not what you pulled me over for. What did you pull me over for? Let's get to the detail of this. So by us not knowing, we freely give away our rights.
Absolutely.
Because we don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's when they take advantage of us, is because we don't know. And racial profiling still goes on to this day, so I don't give a damn what nobody say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. Now, here's what I want to ask you now, man, and I really want you to chime in on this, bro. For 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Okay.
This dude had his knee on his neck, man. 8 minutes. With his hands in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He wasn't leveraging himself on the car. Nothing. He had his hand in his pocket, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they dug into this boy's background.
Mm-hmm.
This boy tried to kill somebody in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? This boy been doing this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Understand me? He been doing this. This ain't nothing new. His background speaks for him. So now, my question to you is this, man. How does it make you feel knowing that at any given time, these people can do us this way, man? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Especially with a system that's designed to be against us anyway.
Yeah, say that. So, say that, bro. Yeah.
Like, they fired.
Yeah.
Cool down. I'm surprised they fired. They would have normally placed them on administrative leave.
Yeah,
we done investigated.
And then they be back to work.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen. There ain't going to be no conviction. Yeah. Ain't going to be nothing. They're going to be right back to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes me feel unsafe. So, you know, and black folks have always had a weary relationship with law enforcement.
Absolutely.
We can't feel
absolutely.
We can trust them. You know, they flex their power. They won't even talk to us like normal citizens.
No.
They talk to us like they have some control over.
Well, see, the badge. See, it's the badge, bro. It's mm-hmm. the badge that they think that that's it. You see what I'm saying? See, they forget the respect level.
Mm-hmm.
So now the badge is talking. So they figure the badge, you know what I'm saying? I'm the police. Hey, I'm the authority here. You know what I'm saying? But respect is given when respect is given.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So now, here's another thing, man, you know. The same thing. I'm not knocking Minnesota, not doing none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? But we got the same thing going on in our city, man. We got murders at the hand of the police, everything else. But I don't see nobody raising no banners. I don't see nobody going off. I don't see nobody tearing up nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they don't care. How do you feel about the murders right here in your own town, man? How does that make you feel, man, as a business owner?
Well, certainly it's bad for everything, you know. Cops murder us, if we murdered each other, like,
yeah,
how are we gonna progress?
Yeah,
at all, like, business ain't gonna be able to flourish, and
yeah,
property value is gonna go down, it's gonna become the slums. You continue to,
absolutely.
And I mean, I don't know, the murder rate went down, I don't think it's gone down the last decade, or whatever. It's already been 100 plus, so it's being such a small,
and
in the top 10 in the country as far as per capita. That's crazy,
yeah, that's crazy, yeah, real talk.
For the most part, I feel safe because I don't put myself in them situations, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Absolutely.
You don't go looking for trouble, most likely it won't find you, but
yeah.
I've seen innocent of people, you know, like, you know, the woman got killed on First Friday last year. She just there.
Yeah,
know?
Man.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it can happen. But
it definitely can. It definitely can.
it's a lack of structure, a lack of guidance. You know, they
no doubt.
You know, so, but at some age, you know, they want to make their own decisions. They think they're grown and get out here in the streets.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna get this money this way, and yeah. have me a gun to protect me and my money.
Yeah.
I find it a little ridiculous that they feel that's the only way that they can make it out.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, Mayor Lucas can do something. I'm hoping he can find a common ground with law enforcement.
I mean,
the crime rate down. But
you know, we gotta really stress this, man. That there's got to be a real sit down. There's got to be a sit down with the chief of police. The mayor, it's got to be a real sit down. The governor, it has to be a sit down and let them know, hey man, look man, we tired of this man. Hey, enough's enough. Mm-hmm. Enough's enough. You know what I'm saying? We are tired of this. So we got to get advocates. We got to get people, man, who are doing these things. I know people, man, that sit on these police commissioner boards, man, they said that they ain't even got a damn plan. They ain't even talking about a plan. They ain't trying to solve nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we got to take this thing for. I mean, we got to stop taking it for granted that other people is gonna handle our business, and we need to handle our own.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the people is who run this. I mean, if the people don't care, then what makes you think the cops gonna care?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's real, man. That's real, man. So, what made you start a clothing line?
How you say? I always had a passion for fashion.
All right.
I like to dress. I blame my mama, man, buying me all them clothes and brands growing up. So she didn't play that how I looked. I'm in college. I'm just on right here on campus, but I'm just going to my little 3 class. They ask me why you dress up. I mean, it's what I like to do.
Natural.
A few months behind graduating college, like, who got a clothing line? How can I continue to be a creative, you know?
Absolutely.
With my youngest uncle, Uncle Rob, he had a clothing line, so I was working with them closely, but I didn't feel like they were progressing how they needed to.
Right.
And, of course, my brother, my business partner, Maurice, he kind of called me while he was still in school, and I'm out here, you know, working and trying to make my name for myself.
Absolutely.
Start our own, and I had a talk with my pops, man. One conversation led to another. We just started.
Absolutely, man. You know, shout out to your mom and your pops. You know, they close with me, man. Real close with me, man. So, what have you learned since you started the clothing line, man? What have you learned?
I learned, you know, the ups and downs of it. You know, have a plan when you come in. Be consistent with it. Probably start out with your capital. Don't kind of build your capital up as you progress. Start off with at least some upfront capital to go.
Yeah.
Going hand in hand with it. I know that you got to be consistent. That's putting out advertisement, you know, putting out product every season. And, you know, it's a rapidly changing game. There's trends here, there's trends there.
Absolutely.
You're either going to be good at the trend, or you're going to be good, or you're going to set the next trend.
Yeah.
So you're either doing something, you know, that somebody else already does. You're either doing it really good, or you're coming up with something original.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know it's a very difficult game to get into. You got to find something that's going to separate your brand from somebody else's.
Absolutely, you got to make sure that happens.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
But that's one of some of the things I learned as far as in this game as I continue to learn, you know, to do my research and try to do trial and error with certain things.
I feel you. What failure made you better when you was doing this thing, man? What failure made you say, you know what, I'm just going to get better?
I would say early on, I feel like we was trying to keep up with everybody instead of moving at our own pace.
Okay, now that's valuable.
Putting out a lot of products, all these different colors, but it was nothing that really stood out to us. I feel like we was looking like every other clothing brand, so.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, it seemed pretty good, but I feel like we were spending more money in production costs, and then, you know, after a while, like, nah, I mean, we can get it done and manufacture it cheaper.
Yeah.
And maximize our profits, so.
Right.
That's one of the things I feel like we failed early. And that's the thing, fail early or fail fast.
But see, absolutely. See, failure leads you to success.
It's just a small step in the process.
That's all it is.
It gives you a chance to go back and reevaluate and do it better.
That's all it is, man. So, where did the name come from?
Name came from me doing a little bit of research. I'm a reader.
Okay.
We had the name Plush at first, but I didn't think it was too marketable. We found somebody else that had that name. So
okay.
Plush, too.
Yeah.
I stumbled across this word. opulence, right?
Yeah.
Like wealth. It just means
absolutely means striving for. Absolutely.
So I was kind of playing around with it. Went from materialism, materialistic, to material. I'm like, it flows great. Material opulence.
Yeah.
And so that's how the name arrived.
Yeah.
I shot it to my partner. He loved it. He was like, I like it.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah.
And so we just took it and ran with it. And that was one of the things that stood out early on. It was like, I like the name Material Optics.
Absolutely. I feel you, because that's what people have said, man, about, you know what I'm saying, my magazine, Exquisite Connoisseur. They're like, damn. Like, boy, that just sounds, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I understand when something resonates with you, man, how you feel about that. So, how you start your day, man? How you start your day off in the morning?
Gotta get up and get moving. If I ain't starting with prayer,
yeah,
gotta have me some breakfast before I get up.
Yeah,
and get out. So
yeah, we
wake up and make me some breakfast. If I got enough time, I might work on a little project an hour or so before I can head out that door.
Okay.
Head to work. That's usually how I start my day. Other than that, it's usually getting up, prayer, and read.
All
that's
right.
About it.
Okay. What keeps you positive and focused during the day, man?
Man. I was saying the end result. I know what I'm striving for at the end of the day. I gotta get something done.
Absolutely. I feel you on that. Okay.
You're gonna need some rest at some point, but
yeah.
That ain't the most important thing. But where I see it, if I ain't doing it, somebody else is.
Absolutely, bro. You know, man, I was just listening to a motivational piece today, man. And man, they had a segment in there, man, that had a quote from Muhammad Ali. And it said that the man that has no dreams has no wings. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't dreaming, you ain't flying. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all. Not
so
at all.
You know, and as you said, seeing the end result. So you know, it's crucial. It's important to see the end result. Even though you at the beginning, you got to see the ending. Why you at the beginning? Because that's what drives you to the end.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I feel you on that, bro. Where you see yourself 3 to 5 years, man? Where's Renault going to be in 3 to 5 years, man?
And I hope I have this conglomerate, man. It's a full spectrum creative. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got my clothing line that it took off.
Yeah.
Now, you see, I can license it over. Now they can rock it in these movies. You ain't got to worry about that. So now we're getting that free marketing on the big screen.
Absolutely.
And of course, I see the graphic design. That's always going to be there. I've always been a creative person. So
right.
Me.
That's really your passion.
Me putting in a little work on that. So
yeah.
You need somebody to market your movie too?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, I can do this fly.
There we go. There we go.
It's like I said, 3 to 5 years, man. It's all on me. I ain't depending on no corporation to help me.
Absolutely.
Fund, you know, the bootstrap and make the fund in my businesses or anything like that. So
yeah.
It's on my own time and, you know, full-time entrepreneur. We ain't depending on nobody for nothing but some advice.
Absolutely, man. But, well, you know what? I'm going to just share something with you, man, that somebody shared with me, man. We are all one question away from a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
We just one question. It's just the one question that we don't know. The one question that we haven't asked because we don't know. So we are just one question away. And, man, I'm going to just tell you this, man. I got to have you, man, draw up a sit-down poster for me. You know what I'm saying? And just tell me whatever I need to do. I'm going to make sure I do that because I got to support you, man, and your vision that you got, man. So I definitely need you to come up with something, man, dynamic, creative, man, that I can hang up here, man, and say, you know what I'm saying? Renault did that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I need that, man. I definitely need that. So what's your greatest strength?
Oh, man, I'll probably say my drive, man.
Okay.
My drive, my motivation.
Okay.
Constantly
okay.
Hungry.
Okay. And I mean, I can see that, you know what I'm saying? Knowing who your daddy is, I definitely see that. You know what I'm saying? So, after you got started, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be in the acting, whether it be in the graphic design, after you got started, man, what's the most valuable thing that you learned that you wish you had learned sooner? Like, dang it, I wish I had.
I wish I had the idea earlier.
Okay.
That's the most valuable thing.
So yeah. Say,
the earlier you know,
yeah.
The earlier you can get started.
Absolutely.
If I started freshman, sophomore year of college.
Yeah, you would have been a powerhouse.
Yeah, because I could have made the mistakes.
Yeah.
While I was really broke, so I wasn't really making no money. So that's something that I wish I learned. I wish I started it earlier. You know, early on in my pursuit of all of this.
You know. And as you keep growing, man, I continue to see you. You know, I've been knowing you for a long hell since you was born. So, your name, your pops, that all of that, man, you know what I'm saying? The drive, the determination, everything, man. What would you tell somebody, man? You know, somebody that's listening, somebody that may come back, hear this thing. What would you tell them, man, that you know what I'm saying, that want to start a business or who wants to go back to school and hasn't went back to school? What advice would you give them?
To those that, you know, want to start a business, do your research, you know. I'm gonna tell you right now, you don't take no risk, you won't go nowhere in life.
So absolutely.
Starting a business is a risk.
Absolutely.
Going to school is a risk.
Absolutely.
If you feel that school is the best thing for you, if that's gonna get you over the hump, you know, build the connections, get that knowledge, so be it. But do your research, try to get some scholarships. You know, I don't want you to be out here and be in debt. Now you gotta go chase a check just to pay for school.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Take that risk whichever which way possible. If it's just starting a business, if it's going to school, do it. You know, you can't be afraid of anything. A quote that I heard a couple years ago was by Will Smith. The best things in life on the other side of fear. So don't be afraid of
nothing. Best thing, baby.
Don't be afraid of nothing.
That's right.
You're scared, you want to try it. And once you conquer that fear, it's over with.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. Any last words, man? What you want to tell the people? First off, tell the people how they can contact you and get with you, man, about the clothing line. The, you know, the graphic design, man, you know, let everybody know how to get in contact with you.
Sure thing. So, you know, my Instagram is JustNauld, JustNauld. So you can contact me there as far as graphic design or the clothing line. But our clothing line is Material Opulence, so it's at Material Opulence on Instagram. It's, you know, Material Opulence on Facebook.
Okay.
So we got, you know, www.materialopulence.com. So
okay.
Buy our products on there right now. I'm about to add some more.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Them two ways you can contact me, you know, through Instagram and then go to my website, of course. And, you know, with the active thing, you know, it's new. I've been doing it a few months, you know, just taking another risk.
Right. I mean, but that's good, though. That's, you know, good, bro. Congratulations on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, man. Yeah.
You guys, you know, y'all watch a lot of Netflix and Hulu and things like that. It's a lot of independent filmmakers and actors right here.
Yes,
in town,
it is, man.
So,
yes, it is.
You'd be surprised how many of them are doing it. And so when you connect with those people that are passionate about their craft, like, it was amazing. Like, it's pretty fun, especially when you're with people that love what they do. And,
absolutely.
And know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I've been on some sets where it's been some nonsense.
Right, right,
so, but,
right.
You know, I seen an opportunity and I took it. You know, I had some downtime away from work last year. One audition led to another, and now
look at it.
We three movies in, probably about to do a fourth.
There you go, man. So, there you go, man.
Like I said, take them risks in life. I don't care what nobody tell you. They may laugh. They may say you, you know, something out there better for you. But this is my lane. This is what I'm gonna do.
I mean, absolutely.
You can be a dream killer all you want to, but this is what I'm gonna do because ain't nobody else doing it.
I'm telling you, man. Another person's opinion don't have to be your reality.
Exactly.
That's real talk, man. So. You know, I just want to say thank you, man, for giving me this opportunity, man, to just sit down, man, because I really wanted to this for people, you know what I'm saying, especially, you know what I'm saying, and you know, younger generation, and I mean, you know, in the 20s, 30s, and stuff like that, man, and knowing that they can do some, they can accomplish some as long as they keep doing it. I mean, you know, you're a prime example for that. And that's the reason why I had to have you on there. But I had to have you on here to not only be able to tell your story, be able to give you a platform, because I want you to know, man, you got an open platform here to sit down, man. So whenever it is that you want to promote something, you want to do something, man. And what I need to do, man, I need to get you and your business partner. I need to get both of y'all together, man, in them chairs right there, man. Back and forth, if you dig.
Yeah, sure.
Got to make sure that happened, man. I look forward to seeing you on the big screen.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I look forward to seeing you doing your thing in business. And what I want to tell you, man, is I started a little segment, man, a few weeks back, man. It's called Tip Your Hat. And The reason I started this segment, man, is to, you know, tip my hat to those who are doing some exceptional things, man, and whether it be in community, whether it be in personal, whether it be in business, and you are doing it in all three areas. So we here at the Sit Down, we want to tip our hat to you, brother. Yeah, yeah. We want to tip our hat to you.
Much love, appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, anything you want to say, man, before we get out of here? Anything, anybody you want to shout out? You know what I'm saying? You better shout your mom out. I don't care what it is.
You know. Of course, shout out to my parents.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom, Sabrina.
Absolutely, man. That's my girl, man.
Shout out to my family, man. Shout out to my folks over at Winning Ways Digital and Connect KC. We just wrapped up the film first day.
Yeah. I need you to set that up with them, too, man, because I'm going to have them on the Sit Down, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, reach out to them and let them know, man, I want to, you know, definitely have them on the Sit Down.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. You know, shout out to everybody out there that's pursuing their dreams, man. If you got one, go for it. Don't be afraid of it.
Absolutely.
The worst you can do is fail. But if you fail, you can start over again.
Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? They say, man, fall down 7 times, get up 8. You know what I'm saying? You know, Renaud Shelton, man, in the building, Renaud, you did it. Yeah. That's big. You know. And I mean, today's a special day anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? Today's my son's birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. He in the building, you know what I'm saying? 23. You know what I'm saying? Turned 23 today, man. So I'm real proud of him too, man.
Still wet behind the ears. I wouldn't want to go back to that age, so.
You know. Yeah, man. He's making some things happen, man. First time in the office, first time him checking out the equipment, man. He wants to do a podcast himself. So I'm definitely going to jump behind that thing and help him engineer whatever it is that he want to do. You know what I'm saying? Just like how your pops, man, jump behind you.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You got somebody right here that's going to willing to teach you. I mean,
yeah, man.
You got first-hand knowledge. It's all right here. Now it's just what you going to do with it.
Yeah,
it's
man. Simple. Oh, yeah. He's got it, man. He's definitely got it, man. But I just wanted to tell you, man, thank you so much for this opportunity. This is the part where I give you the quote of the day. You know, this is the time where I give you the quote of the day. And the quote of the day, I was watching a little segment, because I'm always listening to Team Fearless. I'm always listening to Billionaire Mindset. And I came across this quote, man, and it really resonated with me. And I hope it resonates with you. The quote of the day is this: a vision of what makes you feel great will make you feel spectacular. A vision of what makes you feel great will make you feel spectacular. But here's the thing about it. You got to put in the work. you know what I'm saying? No, Jay, they got to put in the work.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work, man.
Like I said, you can pray every day, all day, but you got to act upon it.
You got to act upon it, man. Like I say, y'all can catch the Sit Down on Spotify, Google Play. You can catch the Sit Down on Apple Podcasts. So for everybody with your iPhones, iPads, your boy there, I'm there. So, hey. This has been another segment of the Sit Down. I'm going to leave y'all with this right here. You can't go forward looking backwards. Make sure you do what's best for you and keep dreaming and never give up. I'm out, y'all.